It's after the hour of 9 o'clock a.m.
Yes, and we are fortunate that we have a friend who is on the line who we're about to bring in, one of our very important partners that keep us informed on different things that are happening throughout the city of Milwaukee and in the community.
Yes.
Keeping you definitely informed on what's happening in the neighborhood. We have Neighborhood News Service.
Miss Anna, did I get that right?
Hi, how are you guys?
Did I get that right, Anna?
You nailed it.
I did. Thank you so much for calling in to speak with us regarding what's going on in Trinity in our community. Good morning.
Yeah, so we actually decided over at Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service that we wanted to give you some more positive stories,
okay,
still related to, you know, COVID-19 or coronavirus, but it had a little more positive spin, so hopefully we'll brighten up people's day.
Yeah, we need it.
So where we're starting at today?
For sure. We're starting with a story that I did on a Facebook group called Jump Rope Squad, Jump for Joy. Mm-hmm. And one of our other columnists, Mia Causey, actually joined the group and told me about it. So shout out to Mia for that. But the group started with this woman, LaDonna Telford. Mm-hmm. She was originally from Milwaukee. Now she lives in Arizona. She posted a video of her jumping rope on Facebook, and she thought, okay, it would get a few laughs, people would like it, and that would be it. But it ended up that her friends were like, this is a great idea. We should start jumping rope again. So they created this Facebook group, and it started with 10 people. In a week, it had 1,000 members, and now it has almost 30,000 members.
Wow.
And it's from people all over the world.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible. And it's just people jumping rope. They post a video of themselves jumping rope for however long they can go.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else in the group just comments positive messages, or they give helpful advice. And one of the administrators, Beverly Hardman Cross, was telling me that it's a rule that no negativity is allowed. So if someone says a mean comment or anything, they're not allowed to be in the group, or they get called out and they're like, hey, that's not cool. You have to be positive here. It's meant to be a place where people can come and feel uplifted. So it's really nice to see.
This is a Jump Rope Squad, Jump for Joy, pretty much a private Facebook group, right?
Yeah, so it's still a private Facebook group, and to be added, you have to know someone who's in the group so that they can add you.
Okay.
And I mean, that's pretty popular. That could always change, but I don't know for sure. But for now, yes, you have to know someone. But the good news for Milwaukeeans is that it has a huge Milwaukee population. Like, obviously not half the group is from Milwaukee, but a lot of the people who post and who are active live in Milwaukee. So there's a good chance you might know someone.
Dennis, this is the same challenge that we've been talking about on Facebook. And Anna, Dennis has been challenging me to do the jump rope challenge, but I won't do it because I know he got a few jokes on the side. So so I'm going to pass on that one.
Oh, my gosh. No, you got to practice on your own. And then when he challenges you the next time, you're just going to school him.
Yeah, because he's going to make it viral. He's going to share it with everyone. So I'd rather not. But it's all good.
Well, you know, Anna, I think this story is very, very interesting because the whole jump roping initiative was done as a way to create a positive experience, activity while they were in quarantine. And I've just seen people jumping rope all over the internet, all over Facebook. I had no idea that this was something that came from, you know, a person right here in our community. But it has definitely gone viral. And just the fact to know that is grown 30,000 people, that's amazing. Because I just woke up one day and I'm like, why is everybody jumping rope? You know, and now it makes sense. So I think, you know, thank you for that information. I did not know that. I didn't understand why they were. I figured they were jumping because they wanted to do something healthy, but I didn't realize that it was an initiative just that had the way it started and then how it was expanded. I think it's really great. So like that. What else do we have?
So another story we have, and this is not one that I wrote, but it's just something that was, I really enjoyed this story, by Claudia Delgadio, one of our reporters. She spoke with four artists in Milwaukee to see how they're coping with quarantine and everything. And she found that a lot of them are using the opportunity to live stream their classes, or one of them that she spoke with is a DJ. So she spoke with DJ Animosity, and he was explaining that he puts up his DJ gear in a part of his house, and then on Friday nights, he will do a live stream on his Facebook or on his Instagram, or Signature Dance Company is another one. They normally hold classes in their studios, but obviously they can't. So they closed it and started offering in-person classes on Facebook so anyone can access them. And it's just really great to see all these creatives found a way to continue to practice their craft, but also share it with the masses. Which kind of leads the next story I pulled is 12 community live streams you should check out during COVID-19. And this one I wrote, and it's just a list of places where people can go if they want to engage, you know, their creative side. So Artists at Large, for example, does a live stream where people can paint with them or listen to story time for their kids, and other places too. Dasha Kelly Hamilton, the poet laureate, she is having a series on Facebook and YouTube where people can, one of them is a writing session called I, the Revolution, and so people can sign up and go on Zoom, or the events are on Facebook too, and they just listen in, and she gives them a writing prompt, people respond to it, they write, and she helps them, you know, hone their skills. So if you're looking for something to do with either by yourself or with your family, there's also yoga, or Milwaukee Recreation has classes. So those are two stories where it's really cool. They kind of went together, mm-hmm. and they're all just about how people can get creative and get outside, you know, within social distancing, but still do something where they don't have to feel like they're cooped up in their house.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right. What else you got?
So I got one. We started, once coronavirus started, we tried to do this thing called Community Heroes, mm-hmm. and we found ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things just out of the goodness of their heart.
Yes.
And so one of the ones I found was this woman, Shaheen Saeed, was going to the grocery store to get essentials like a lot of people were, and she just realized not everyone has access or has the ability to go and get essentials and to stock up on things they need. So she started this grocery kit, and it's called the Maruf Grocery Kit because Maruf is the group that she mm-hmm. works with, the organization. And she partnered with some grocery stores in Milwaukee, like Atari Supermarket or Briani Palace Grill and Grocery. And people can walk in, and if they need a grocery kit, they just ask for one. They say, can I have the Maruf Grocery Kit?
Okay.
And they get it, and it's free, and it's at no cost for them. But on the flip side of that is that the group needs donations, so people who do have the money can pay $40 for a kit, and then they'll just let the supermarkets know, and so they can prepare those kits. People walk in. If they have a bigger family, they can ask for two. It was just this really cool way to see how this woman, you know, she recognized her privilege, and she chose to use it to help out people instead of just being like, oh, well, like, I guess people are going to not be okay. She was like, no, this isn't okay, and here's how everyone can help.
Okay, so there are no income guidelines or anything like that for people to get food or a grocery kit?
Nope. If you need a grocery kit, you just have to walk into one of the three places, which are listed in the article,
mm-hmm.
and you go in and you ask for the Maruf grocery kit, and okay. someone will provide you one.
Okay, definitely. Didn't you have something else?
No, I just think that's all really good information mm-hmm. that you're bringing.
Thank you. And then just for confirmation, Dennis, we were just talking about how we were giving shout outs to people who were being a blessing to those in the community that are less fortunate. Okay, so just confirmation. Thank you so much, Miss Anna. Where can they go to look at these stories?
So they can go to MilwaukeeNNS.org to see stories, and then on our homepage you'll see for all the coronavirus stories. You can go to MilwaukeeNNS.org/COVID-19, and that's where all of these stories will be found, including one on talk to survivors of coronavirus, and we have other resource lists like where to get food in the community and stuff like that. So people should be able to find everything they need.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at you guys' site, and you have a lot of great mm-hmm. stories that are on site, and a lot of it. So I definitely encourage people to go to Neighborhood News Services. And we thank you so much on this morning on calling in and just giving us that update on all this wonderful information.
Thank you. I always have fun talking with you guys.
All right. Likewise. Take care of yourself. Stay safe.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, 15 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock a.m., Dennis.